The Lamrim is a most excellent teaching, for it incorporates all the instructions given by Buddha. Containing basic as well as high teachings, it can be practiced by people of all levels of intelligence and development. Thus, it is a vast ocean containing the jewels of every Dharma method, jewels producing benefits that extend not only to the limits of this life, but reach far into future existences, even to the goals of liberation and omniscient enlightenment. Should we be able to complete the fundamental Lamrim practices and engage in the extraordinary trainings of highest Tantra, even full enlightenment in one lifetime becomes possible. The aim in the beginning of Lamrim practice is to gain an appreciation of the human potential and to become aware of the unsatisfactory nature of lower existences. We then become mindful of the karmic laws of evolution and seek inspiration from the enlightened ones, the teachings, and the spiritual community. The aim in the middle stage of practice is to transcend the hope of high rebirth and to inspire the mind to seek nirvana, or liberation, from the most subtle forms of samsaric suffering. As nirvana is accomplished through the higher trainings in discipline, meditation, and wisdom, these practices are introduced here. Finally, once stability in these two levels has been accomplished, one contemplates how not only oneself, but all beings are immersed in samsaric suffering. One thus generates the Bodhi mind, the Mahayana attitude of universal responsibility that aims at the attainment of omniscient enlightenment as the supreme method of benefiting the world. One then enters into the practice of the six perfections, four ways of amassing trainees, and two stages of Tantra, as expedient methods of accomplishing enlightenment and benefiting both oneself and all others.